诺贝尔经济学奖得主保罗·克鲁曼出手了。 SpaceX 正式 IPO 当天，他发了一篇狠文，伊隆·马斯克就是一个人形的庞氏骗局。
Nobel laureate Paul Krugman has spoken out. On the day of SpaceX's IPO, he released a scathing article calling Elon Musk a human Ponzi scheme.
不是玩笑，是学术权威的定性。
This is not a joke, it is a statement of academic authority.
庞氏骗局靠新投资者的钱，父老投资者的回报，没有真实价值。
Ponzi scheme, relying on new investors' money to pay returns to old investors without real value.
马斯克的很多产品其实不存在，财富建立在宗教式的个人崇拜上，这不是科技，这是传销。SpaceX 这次 IPO 估值 1.77 万亿美元，去年收入仅187亿，还在亏损，正常估值逻辑根本解释不了。
Marcy Key de Han Duo Chan Pin Kai Shi Bu Kan Zai Kai Fu Jiren Lai Zai Zong Jiro Shi Di Ji Ren Chong Bai Sheng Ji Bu Shi Ki Jai Ji Chi Chuan Zairo SpaceX Yi Sai I Pro Gu Jai Yi Dian Kai Kai Wen Yi Mei Yuan Nairn Shu Ru Jin Yi Bai Bar Chi Kai Yi Hai Zai Qi Sun Jing
但华尔街有办法。
But Wall Street has a way.
盟友强行修改纳斯达克100指数规则，一上市就纳入。
Allies forcibly changed the rules of the Nasdaq 100 index, allowing companies to be included in the index immediately after listing.
全美国的指数基金必须被动买入。
All US index funds must be passively purchased.
目前 52% 的共同基金资产是指数基金，超一半美国家庭持有，几千万普通人的养老金 401k 被迫给马斯克的泡沫买单，标普500拒绝妥协，坚持观察一年。
Currently, 52% of mutual fund assets are index funds. More than half of American families hold several million dollars in 401k retirement accounts and are forced to buy into Musk's bubble. The S&P 500 refuses to compromise and insists on observing for a year.
纳斯达克贵了。
Is the Nasdaq up?
马斯克最大的本事不是造车，是画饼。
Musk's greatest skill is not building cars, but painting pictures.
Hyperloop 超级高铁，测试隧道里真人驾驶特斯拉。
Hyperloop super high speed train tests real people driving Tesla.
无聊公司至今没有商业运营。
So far, the company has not yet started commercial operations.
全自动驾驶 FSD 吹了快十年，技术落后 Waymo。
Full autonomous driving FSD has been hyped for 10 years, but the technology is lagging behind and it's not as cool as it seems.
火星之民克鲁曼说这是扯淡，这些承诺有一个兑现的吗？没有。JAI 的 Grok 模型严重落后，已放弃自研，沦为算力包租公。
Krugman said that the name of Mars is nonsense. Have any of these promises been fulfilled? No. JAI's Grok model is severely lagging behind and has abandoned its own research, becoming a rental service for computing power.
Twitter 更惨。
Twitter is even worse.
2022年收购到2024年夏天估值腰斩，银行面临 40% 亏损。
In 2022, the acquisition was completed, but the valuation plummeted by half in the summer of 2024, and the bank faced a 40% loss.
直到特朗普胜选，马斯克靠站队政治红利硬生生把推特救了回来。
Until Trump won, Musk leveraged the political advantage of the team to revive Twitter.
克鲁曼说得很直白， 马斯克最大的本事是操纵金融游戏，利用与特朗普政府的关系，这套庞氏骗局还能撑多久？买单的已经是每一个普通美国人。
Paulman said that Musk's greatest ability is to manipulate the financial game using his relationship with the Trump administration to create this Ponzi scheme. How long can this scheme last, especially since ordinary Americans are already paying for it?
看清这套游戏才能保护自己的钱包。
Understand this game and protect your wallet.
我是康田红叶，和你一起透视金融泡沫的底层逻辑。
I am Cantor Hongo, and I will reveal the underlying logic of financial bubbles with you.